BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Education has promised a thorough investigation into claims that children at a school in Maritzburg were served rotten food. Parents of the boarders at Peter Maritzburg Girls High were outraged when they were sent photos recently of what appeared to be moldy sandwiches. They wrote a letter to the department. Spokesperson Muzi Mahlambi says they've already sent inspectors to meet with the school service providers.
From yesterday, the situation has changed, but we are still going to do a thorough investigation as to what would have led to such allegations, because they are quite disturbing. But we are very much happy that when this matter was brought to their attention, they were quick to take actions that were corrective.
Property experts believe the interest rate cut will offer some relief to homeowners and may also attract new buyers. The Reserve Bank lowered the repo rate yesterday by 25 basis points, bringing the prime lending rate down to 11%. Better Bonds' Brad Bendel says the reduction will help ease the financial burden on homeowners.
Homeowners will have less to pay on their monthly bond payments, while more aspirant buyers will have an opportunity to invest in property with a lower interest rate. We saw last year already that more first-time buyers are in the market, with home loans for new homes rising by 9.6%. The lower interest rate is likely to bolster the segment of the market.
And while we're enjoying that slight reprieve, electricity costs are going up. Nurses given Eskom the go-ahead to raise prices by 12% this year. It's significantly lower than the utility's application for a 36% hike. The adjustment will take effect from April, with municipalities introducing the changes in July. The Green Connections' Liz McDade feels that the energy regulator took into account the concerns raised during last year's public hearings.
We are actually appreciative that NERSA does listen, but we will continue to push for a tariff restructuring which sees more affordable electricity prices.
Now, the power producer will be allowed to hike costs by 5 and 6% in the following two financial years. The DA's Kevin Milam has rejected the increases.
The increase afforded to Eskom is three times the national inflation rate and will put massive additional pressure on the prices of goods and services across the spectrum. NERSA has chosen to pass on Eskom's failure to manage its finances and operations to consumers.
Expect a high of 31 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 33, Richards Bay 35. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Pirates coach Jose Riviero talks everything Soweto derby as he prepares for his sixth derby. Nasreddin Nabi, the Kaizer Chiefs coach, he is looking forward to his first. So we'll hear from both coaches. Captain Faf, he led JSK to a massive win in the Betway SA20. And we'll take a look at some of the rugby action to look forward to this weekend.